Boo reading Stanley.
So there's a story that informs this story I'm about to read. I volunteer at my daughter's fifth grade class to help some of the slower students read one-on-one. And there's one that hates to read. She hates to read everything. And she's, you know, constantly distracted, never ever wants to read. So it's quite frustrating. And so one day I ask her, listen, like, is there anything that would compel you to read? And she always has this Stanley cup, the water bottle. You guys know what that is? That's the big, monstrous, insulated cup that's all the rage. And so I took the bait. I said, so if there's a story about Stanley, you'd read it front to back, no distractions. She's like, yeah, and her eyes lit wide up. And so I wrote her a story about Stanley. At the Academy of Liquid Containers, the first rule is don't spill, which is easier said than done for the cups and mugs. They endure constant bullying from the Wallas and the Nalgene bottles, who are blessed with lids. Even Yeti, world-renowned for her indestructibility and insulation, was the target of harsh gossip among the circle of paper cups about her lack of biodegradability. Professor Starbucks entered the lab. He was nothing more than a recycled paper cup, but the students adored him. He was tenured and smelled like roasted chocolate. Students, I have the pleasure of introducing the newest member of our academy. Let's give a warm welcome to Stanley. When Stanley waddled into the classroom, everyone erupted in laughter. He was huge, but in an awkward kind of way, a slim bottom to fit any cup holder, and a generous top which can hold enough water to put out a small fire. I saw him on TikTok, someone yelled. A soccer mom was singing his praise, ha ha ha. Soccer mom praise is the kiss of death. The ceramic mugs know this all too well. They were the favorites until COVID hit. All the moms stayed home, which meant that coffee had to stay warm 24/7. So insulated metal cups came into vogue. But now, they line the shelves of thrift stores like dirty sneakers. Class, let's settle down. Before Professor Starbucks could continue, the floor shook violently. Someone yelled, earthquake, earthquake, and all the containers panicked. The mugs tried to rush out of the classroom, but they smashed into each other and broke into a million pieces. The quake toppled poor Stanley. The top-heavy design made him unsteady, and when he fell, he couldn't get back up. The metal pipes burst overhead, filling the room with all manner of liquids. The paper cups turned soggy and were in danger of disintegrating. Mugs could be pieced together, but try resurrecting a floppy paper cup. The sturdy containers rushed to contain the flood by filling themselves to capacity, but that wasn't enough. Big Gulp had an idea. He recruited all the able-bodied containers and rushed to assist poor Stanley. In a move that has become academy lore, they helped Stanley upright and emptied themselves into him. In cycles of filling and emptying into Stanley, the strategy bought them enough time for the plumbers to fix the damaged pipes. The incident wasn't without casualties. Poor Professor Starbucks was found in the corner, soggy and deflated. While they were able to restore his shape, they were unable to restore his confidence. He had wrinkles around the edges and lost his roasted chocolate aroma, and that was putting it kindly. The containers learned a valuable lesson that day, which was a reminder of rule number 2 at the Academy of Liquid Containers. Everyone, not just water and liquids, deserves support.